Time now for our weekly preview of Metro Atlanta literary events with Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. The first event features an author who takes us back to a time when Europe was going through explosive change.
The world was probably introduced to Thomas Cahill with the release of his book, How the Irish Saved Civilization, which kind of chronicles how most of the knowledge of Europe was kind of saved by the Irish, by Irish monks. And from that book, he's kind of launched something of a franchise, what he's calling the Hinges of History series. And the latest is Heretics and Heroes, and it looks at what is essentially the Renaissance, certainly one of the most fruitful and interesting eras of European history. And, you know, the Renaissance, which everyone thinks of as kind of the high point of European art, but it's also a time of really great, interesting political turmoil. And from a historian's viewpoint, it really kind of sets the stage for everything that's happened since then.
Religious turmoil as well with the Reformation.
Yes, and certainly Martin Luther, nailing his proclamations to the door. So Cahill really brings a lot of insight and a real passion to this fascinating era.
And really illuminates how so much of our culture today, to borrow his term, hinges on these points in history.
Yeah, precisely. So Thomas Cahill is going to be out with his book, Heretics and Heroes, at the First Baptist Church in Decatur. And this is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
So much has been written about the American Civil War from a military aspect, the perspective of the officers and soldiers who fought the battles. However, there has been much less written when it comes to the domestic point of view.
Yeah, and the next author coming through town, also coming through Decatur, is Wendy Hammond Vinette, and her book is Changing Wind, and it's a really interesting history of Atlanta. It looks at how in 1845, Atlanta was essentially the last stop on a railroad line known then as Terminus. 12 families, 3 general stores, and, a couple of mules probably. And, but by 1861, it had become one of the centers of the Confederacy. So this book, A Changing Wind, tracks that progression from Terminus to Atlanta, and then also the rebuilding of Atlanta since the end of the Civil War.
And it's no understatement to say that Atlanta's growing up years were trial by fire, literally and figuratively.
Exactly. And it's a really fascinating history, and it's a very timely piece at the sesquicentennial of the burning of Atlanta. And Wendy Hammond Vinette is going to be at the Decatur Library in an event put on by the Georgia Center for the Book. The name of her book is A Changing Wind. This is Wednesday night at 7:15.
It may seem as common sense to most of us, but our next author has had to defend the fact that you don't have to be a Christian to write about the Bible or Jesus specifically.
Yeah, Riza Aslan is in town, also in Decatur. He's talking about his book, Zealot, which is just coming out in paperback, that got so much attention last year, mainly around an interview on Fox News. I think we have a clip.
Well, this is an interesting book. Now, I want to clarify, you're a Muslim, so why did you write a book about the founder of Christianity?
Well, to be clear, I am a scholar of religions with 4 degrees, including one in the New Testament and fluency in biblical Greek, who has been studying the origins of Christianity for 2 decades, who also just happens to be a Muslim. So it's not that I'm just some Muslim writing about Jesus. I am an expert with a PhD in the history of religions. But I have been obsessed
with
Jesus.
Though, it still begs the question, why would you be interested in the founder of Christianity?
The idea is that somehow the study of Christ or study of a religious figure should only be limited to those of true believers flies in the face of scholarly thought, of course. And Riza Aslan, Dr. Aslan would be the proper title for him, is justified in his study of Jesus of Nazareth. So he's going to be talking about that particular controversy, but also mostly about historical Jesus, not just Jesus the man, but the upswing of Christianity in the first and second century.
And this is a Friday night event.
Yes, this is Friday night at First Baptist Church in Decatur, and the author is Riza Aslan, and the name of the book is Zealot.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival with this week's literary events across Metro Atlanta. We discussed 3 authors, Thomas Cahill, Wendy Hammond Vinette, and Riza Aslan. If you'd like to know more about any of these author visits, head now to wabe.org/citycafe.